Today at Kwadi Nam, this is Guru Deva. This is January 4th, the day before Happy Birthday to Me Day. Well, this is a very important day because this is an important message to our 75 Silpis, expert stone carvers in Bangalore, India, at our Iravan temple site there. And, very importantly, six young men from the age 8 to 12 who came from Singapore and Malaysia with their mothers and fathers to enroll in the Vedic Agamic Gurukulam. Now, this is a training school that's been going for 10, 12 years, producing many, many priests who are now serving in temples throughout the world. These young men were dedicated at birth, or better still, at conception, to helping me with this wonderful spiritual mission that so many others are helping with. And they are going to be trained in this Gurukulam, the school for training priests in Bangalore, under the loving guidance and protection of Sri 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 Chi Swami Maharaj and his entourage of Swamis. His entourage of Swamis and many, many helpers. These boys will be well trained in five languages: Karnataka language, Tamil language, Sanskrit, English, of course, and Hindi. They'll be trained to become a priest in any temple throughout the world, but most importantly, they will be the priests of the beautiful Iravan temple, first ever stone temple brought from India to the United States of America and nestled in on this beautiful garden island of Kauai. They will become the priests. Some will become ministers of the religion known as Swamis, and others will become married men, most probably, and run a Gurukulam, or a priest training school, right on this island to train priests, as we have been doing occasionally, like we train the priests for Fiji temples, and we trained another priest who's serving in Vancouver, Canada, and they will train young men here on Kauai, say 15 years from now. We plan ahead. We look way ahead. It's a five-year course of training, and if they do very, very well, they will also get another certificate from Mysore University. Also, Hinduism Today is being interviewed today by our correspondent reporter, Trudy Shivaram. We're interviewing the Prime Minister of India, who is visiting Bangalore today, and we're talking to him about backing up the proposal of teaching Hinduism in the schools throughout the entire country of India. Christianity is taught in schools. Islam is taught in schools. Hinduism is not at this particular time when it is most needed. And now my message to the Shilpis, the tireless stone carvers who are creating this beautiful Iravan temple. Surely you all will have a wonderful birth in your next life for being so loyal. Year after year after year, some of us have been working together about 5 or 6 years, one stone after another. Temple is half finished now, and you are to be praised. You're running a training school for other young men to become professional artisans in this ancient art, which we are keeping alive by building this temple. And we hope, beyond hope, that there will be stone temples coming out of India and Europe and Australia, New Zealand, many of the countries of the world where art like this that you all are doing has never been seen before. You are to be praised, and we praise you on this most auspicious day. Gurudeva's 73rd Jayanti, which is meaning his birthday. And we bless each and every one of you and your families. And Sri 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 Balagangadhar Nada Swami Maharaj, who has so generously made available 11 acres of land for us to build a village with water, electricity, retirement program, medical benefits, religious services daily, and a happy life for each and every one of you. And if we can do more, please let us know. We're here to help you, each and every one of you, Shilpis, expert stone carvers, as you are helping the world by creating an edifice for Lord Shiva, who is timeless, formless, spaceless, who is all pervasive and pervades the universe as energy, prana, and also is a personal God with a human-like looking form that has been seen in visions by mystics and depicted more than often by artists in paintings and sculpture. So carry on with your work under the skillful guidance of Jiva, Raja Shankar, his lovely wife, two sons. We praise you, we bless you, and we wish you well on your way. Let's finish up this temple and bring it to the Garden Island of Kauai. It'll take over 100 containers. Each container will be sponsored by an extended family in one country or another throughout the world. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. Think of us tomorrow, and our ashram doors will open again tomorrow. We'll tell you what happened on this beautiful Jayanti day.